going on, Dano? I've searched for the fugitive. For the fugitive, I have sought. And at the end of my search, the fugitive has been caught.
No!
I'm no dummy, so show me the money.
No way!
Yes, sir.
Dude, you got the fugitive?
Yes, I did.
Okay, okay. Wow. Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Nick. I'm from Runner Park.
Nick, have you been following along with the clues the whole time?
Just a little bit in the morning and a little bit in the afternoon. And I just happened to be listening when I left Costco a minute ago. Got all the clues, and she actually happened to be about a couple blocks from my house.
How about that? Did any of your friends or family think you were kind of silly for following along?
No, not at all.
What made you think when you got to, because you're at G Park, right?
Yes, I am, G Park.
When you got there, how did you know who to look for? I mean, what was going through your head when you walked out of your car?
Well, the first thing I did is start looking at all the cars in the parking lot, and then I just kind of took a stroll over by the park with the kids playing basketball. Happened to see quite a few ladies just kind of hanging out at some benches and just kind of started walking around asking them all if they were the Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive.
How many did you ask until you found the right one?
Three.
So $5,000, it's all yours, brother. What are you going to do with it?
You know what? I really don't know at the moment. I was actually going to see if maybe I could donate half of it and maybe you guys can help me find a good place for the money.
Crowsaw Family Foundation, St. Jude, and we got a lot of great people who would love. That's really, really generous of you to even think of that.
Yeah, I think that's what I'd definitely like to do with at least half of it. This is Nick Pepper from Runner Park. I listened to all the clues, I followed all the evidence, and I cracked the case. I found the Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive. Woo!